The information contained in this program is for informational purposes only. Application to specific situations should be determined with a financial planning consultation. This program does not promote any particular products and makes no claims or implied guarantees with reference to market activities or investment returns. When we begin to see that every decision we make not only impacts our lives today, but also has eternal significance, it becomes clear that personal finance is more than money. Welcome to More Than Money with your host, Mark Manila. Please join us as we explore personal finance from a biblical perspective.
Welcome, everyone. And welcome, Daniel.
Hey, it's good to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. And I hope all our listeners are ready with their questions today. They can call in. And what's that number?
The call-in number for the radio show here is 314-961-2915. So now listeners have the chance to call in and ask their questions.
314-961-2915. Excellent. And we're going to go to our phones here shortly, but first, it's time to shine the light on Wall Street with the hope of helping you, our listener, make informed decisions in your pursuit of honoring God with your investment choices. But beware, you may be shocked by what's revealed.
Do you know what's hiding in your portfolio?
So, Doug, what do you have for us this week?
Today we're going to be investigating shoe stores. Around the world, footwear is important. But today we're going to find out if some foul corporate dealings are afoot. The shoe stores we've screened were Baker's Footwear Group, Brown Shoe Company, DSW Incorporated, Finish Line, Foot Locker, Foot Star, Shoe Carnival, and Shoe Pavilion. Before we go any further, let's remember that when we say violations, we're talking about companies which Evaluator has found to be involved in corporate activity that would be offensive to Christians and biblical values. So which of these shoe stores has violations? Nada. None. All of the shoe stores screened today have no known violations. And remember, we don't make the investments, we just report them. Now that we know the companies screened were not found to have any violations, our listeners can feel confident in purchasing and investing in these companies. If you'd like to see a list of these companies, log on to the More Than Money Facebook page at facebook.com/morethanmoneyministries. And don't forget to click the like button to stay up to date with upcoming shows. My name is Doug from Evaluator, home of Screen It, Clean It. And tune in again next time as we shine the light on Wall Street.
You know, if any of our listeners are reviewing their portfolios and find any of these stocks, these companies in it, and are trying to decide whether to invest in them or not, I really want you to understand that you shouldn't make any investment decision without discussing it with a financial professional. Excellent. It just moves my heart to know that somebody's out there doing the research, pulling it together so that you and I and all of us who are in the investment world and have investments that want to honor God with their investments can do so knowing somebody's screening those for us from a biblical perspective. Because remember, there's three different things. A lot of stockbrokers, a lot of investment people will do fundamental analysis on stocks. That's, you know, the cash flows, all that kind of stuff, and all those ratios. Some will do technicals too, yeah. But very few will do biblicals. And we do all three at More Than Money Ministries for those people who want to know. And we do it for free for them.
And you can't beat free.
No, you can't beat free.
Well, unless you're paying somebody.
Yeah. Or you're being paid. So you can beat free, but what the heck? Why don't we go to the phones before we dig a bigger ditch?
All right. We got several calls on the line, and why don't we just go to the first caller?
I'm wanting to start an IRA, and I just don't know what's best to start with, a Roth or a regular one. What's the difference between them?
Okay, well, the difference primarily is tax law. It comes down to do you need or desire a tax deduction now, or would you rather have it in the future where it's not a deduction but you don't have to pay taxes? Let me explain. A regular IRA, in most cases, not all, because it's dependent upon whether you have what your income is and what options you have at work, whether you already have a deferred plan at work like a 401k. But in most cases, you can deduct your IRA contributions in the year that you make them. So you get the tax deduction there. Then the taxes are deferred till you take the money out and you pay the taxes then. With a Roth, you don't get a tax deduction when you make the contribution, but it grows tax-free. And when you take it out, you never have to pay taxes on it. So it really comes down to, if you want to start an IRA to save for the future, you have to decide, do I need the tax deduction now? Will it really make that big of a difference? Is my income such that it'll really impact my life now? Or would I rather just have tax-free money when I retire?
Okay.
Did that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know what's really interesting about that is that I never was a big IRA fan.
Okay.
Because the traditional IRA just defers taxes to the future. And most people really don't need taxes in the future when they're retired and they're on a limited amount of income or have a limited amount of resources. Let me set this up a little different.
Okay.
Right now, you may be working and you have income and your income potential is, who knows, it could grow and grow and grow or it could contract, but you have income to pay your taxes. When you get to retirement, you have a lump sum of money that's supposed to generate you income for your retirement. And that is not going to be added to anymore unless you have an inheritance or something. But in general, you have to live on that lump sum for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So when is the best time to pay taxes? Now, when you have income coming in and other resources, you know, the resources to pay them, or later on, where you just have a limited, finite amount of money that you have to live on forever?
Well, if I had to choose between the two, it would definitely be pay the taxes up front. But if I had the choice of not paying at all.
Exactly. That would be really nice. Yeah. Unfortunately, there is not that kind of IRA out there.
Unfortunately.
You either contribute with after-tax dollars, which means you already pay the taxes, or you contribute with before-tax dollars to a traditional IRA, which then, you know. So the bottom line is there is no free lunch in this. But there are situations where it would make sense to contribute to an IRA if it really is going to help you out in the short term with your taxes. Mm. And you know, more legislation is coming down the pike too, which really scares me. They're talking about taxing capital gains within the IRAs, talking about taxing Roth IRAs, the gains on those. So the rules may change, and it's very important to keep up on those things.
And they come up with like, what, 40,000 some odd laws each year? That
just gobs of laws, yeah. And they come up with, you know, 10 to 100 times more proposals that never get pushed through. So it's good to want to save for the future. I'm not so sure that IRAs are always the way to go. They can be useful under the current law, under certain circumstances, but you should talk to your financial advisor before you do anything.
Yeah, that's probably just the best thing and the only thing you really should be doing.
Yeah.
And looks like we have another caller on the line, Mark.
Excellent. Let's go there.
All right. Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How can we help you?
I have an IRA at my work, and it's in American Funds, and I was just wondering if that was a very good fund.
Well, you know, American Funds is a, when you say, is it a very good fund, remember, when we look at investments here, we look at them from three perspectives. One, fundamental analysis, two, technical analysis, and three, biblical analysis. And I have a lot of respect for the way American Funds manages their mutual funds. They do well from the technical and fundamental management style. But it really depends on which mutual fund inside the family of funds, because American Funds is a family of funds. They have many, many different mutual funds. Do you know which mutual fund specifically you have?
I believe it's Washington Mutual.
Washington Mutual, okay. And do you mind me asking why you chose that fund over all the others, or what was going on?
They just kind of picked that one.
Okay. Okay, let me ask you a few more questions before I get to Washington Mutual, by the way, is a very old mutual fund. It's been around a long time, and it is one that people know of, and it's well-known and well-managed. So from the technical and fundamental, I could say it does well during the good times, and it, of course, it crashes during the bad times like any other fund would. But there's some problems with them from a biblical, responsible investing perspective. Let me ask you a few questions to help me understand if this is important to you. Is there anything that you wouldn't want to be invested in? Or let me say it another way. When you invest in a mutual fund, you're investing in all the stocks that are in that mutual fund. So you're partnering with these companies. Is there any type of activities you wouldn't want to be partnering with? For example, does it bother you, or would it bother you if Washington Mutual was invested in companies that either profited from or promoted abortion?
Very much.
Pornography?
Yeah, it would bother me, yes.
Anti-family entertainment?
Yes.
Lifestyle? Meaning immoral lifestyles?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and this is where it saddens me so much for such a well-run fund. Washington Mutual has about 81% of its holdings in companies that are either involved in abortion, pornography, anti-family entertainment, immoral lifestyles, or gambling. Mm. With a large portion, as a matter of fact, more than most people would like to see in abortion, 44% of the companies held either profit from or promote abortion in that fund. So some people would say, well, two out of three aren't bad. It's technically and fundamentally a good fund under most conditions, but biblically it falls short. And for us at More Than Money Ministries, our stance, and this may not be yours and everybody's at a different place, is that if it's involved in anti-biblical things, we go elsewhere. But that's between you, God, and your broker. So was that of any help to you there?
Yes, very much. I need to talk to them. Thank you.
Okay, and if you'd like a copy of this report from Evaluator Services, you can stay on the line and we'll get your email address and we'll just email it to you, okay?
Okay.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
That call touches my heart.
Yeah?
Yeah. This lady, Cindy, who called in,
yeah,
has a desire to honor God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's interesting is I found that oftentimes, what's the best way to say this without dissing something? Well, guys, you're going to get dissed. Women seem to get it quicker than men do when it comes to biblical responsible investing.
Okay. And maybe that is?
I don't know. Maybe because they are more motherly, you know, more protective. I don't know, but it seems like they seem to get it faster. When I bring it, just like Cindy there on our call,
mm-hmm,
when I bring up the concept of biblical responsible investing, I ask a simple question like, would it matter to you? Does it matter, or would it matter to you?
Yeah.
Yes. You know, and guys sit there and look at me like, I don't know, maybe, sometimes. Some guys get it right away, but others don't. So, you know, God has us all in a different place, and because of that, we need to take it a step at a time. I got to tell you that for most people, the whole concept of the three different aspects of analytics that we use, technical, fundamental, and biblical, they've never heard of that before. They've heard of maybe fundamentals, most have.
Uh-huh.
Some have heard of fundamentals and technicals, but very few have heard of fundamental, technicals, and biblical.
Mm.
And it's new to most people. And, you know, he's a God of grace. Once we understand these things, once we understand you can analyze things in this light, most people who claim to be Christ really want to honor God with their investments.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just warms my heart to hear somebody caring that much, though.
Yeah, you got that right. It definitely shows that their heart is where God's heart is in terms of both wanting to please God and with their investments, but also not to do harm to others.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Mark, it looks like we have another caller on the line. Hello, welcome to More Than Money.
Yes, you talk about religious investments. A broker tells me that I could lose money in that type of investments. What's your take on that?
Okay, let me make sure that I heard you correctly. Your broker, your advisor said that if you utilize stocks, bonds, mutual funds that pass most biblical responsible investing screens or all of them, that you would lose money?
That's what he said.
Okay. I don't know why he would say that. I mean, there are some, you know, in any category, in any type of investment category, there are funds that underperform other forms. But the history of biblical responsible investing has proven over and over again, there's no significant difference between the returns of a screen portfolio and a non-screen portfolio. In fact, you could go out to the Biblical Responsible Investing Institute. It's BRIinstitute.com. And they have a great article out there and even have this graph going back for the last 14 years showing the S&P 500 and a BRI screen portfolio that they back-tested to see what would happen. And in reality, the BRI portfolio outperformed the S&P 500, not by much, but by about 7% over those 14 years, so just a little bit. So in reality, I don't know where he's getting his information or what he's basing it on, and I would be very careful if he's not involved in the biblical responsible investing information or if he doesn't do this as part of his living, because he might just be getting bad information from his other resources or from somewhere. If you really want to...
So what you're saying, that the risks are pretty much the same, that there's no greater risk by going to a biblical investment as opposed to a standard investment.
Yeah, well, there's always risk in any investment. And I know what you're saying, but I have to be very careful in the way I say this so that there is absolutely no confusion for our listeners. Of course, there can be a bad BRI fund or a stock that screens clean and can go bankrupt. There can be those, but those are across the board anyway. Just because it's biblical responsible does not put a hindrance on its return. That's what I'm trying to say. And you know, yes, there have been mutual funds in the past that had higher than normal fees involved, but pretty much that's been shaken out and cleaned up over time. And as a matter of fact, let me just even throw this out. The number one small cap mutual fund for 2014 was a biblical responsible fund.
Wow, that's amazing.
Okay. So like I said, I don't know where he's getting his information. But then let's take it one step further. Are you, I don't mean to put you on a spot if you don't want to answer this, but are you a believer?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Does it matter to you who you partner with, how you earn your money? You know, would it bother you if you earned your money from abortion or pornography?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. Well, when you buy a stock or when you buy a stock mutual fund, you actually are investing in those companies. And when you do that, you're becoming a partner with them. Investment, when you buy a stock, you actually are becoming an owner and therefore partnering with the other owners in that thing. So if a company or a mutual fund or an ETF or any investment is involved in anti-biblical morals, effectively you are too. Through your investments. And if that bothers you, then you might want to pray about it and then talk to your advisor or your stockbroker, and or before you go to your advisor or broker, if you'd like us to evaluate your portfolio from three perspectives, technical, fundamental, and biblical, we would do that for you for free and just email you the results and you could take that to your broker. You don't have to come to us or move your account, but you could take it to your broker and talk to them about it.
Oh, thank you. That's very generous.
All right. Stay on the line. We'll get your email and we'll correspond and get your portfolio and email that back to you, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you and God bless. And you know what, Daniel? Others who are listening to this conversation between this gentleman and us may want to know where they could send their portfolios, email their portfolios to have them evaluated for free.
Yeah.
And so let's just have give the email address out for that.
Which email address do you want to use? The More Than Money emails?
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Yeah.
They could send them to your email, mark@mtmministries.org. We got to make sure it's .org, not .com.
.org.
So that's mark@mtmministries.org.
For those who would like to send a copy of their statement, maybe they could PDF it, or you could just list the stocks or the funds that you're using, and we'll evaluate it for you. We'll go through and give you fundamental, technical, and biblical insights into that portfolio and send it back to you. There's no strings attached.
No strings attached. No. That means no money, right?
That's right. We do it for free. And our goal is to help bring consciousness to shine the light, as we say on this, so that people can invest without compromising their financial situations from a biblical perspective.
All right. And it looks like we cleared the phone lines too. So
well, that's good.
We got all the questions answered?
All the questions answered today.
Well,
that's good. So the world is good.
Well, I don't mean all question answered, but everybody who's called in, you know, they've had their concerns addressed.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about the three analytics we mentioned several times already today. First of all, fundamental analysis.
Uh-huh.
What that is you look at the financials. You look at their cash flows. You look at their expenses. You look at their debt. You look at everything that has to do with them financially.
The numbers.
You look at the numbers, right? These are the facts, ma'am. Nothing but the facts, okay? These are the facts. And you take those and you create ratios, you know, price to earnings, and you look at all sorts of different things. And these fundamentals tell you what kind of company this is. Is it a solid company? Is it financially stressed? Is it historically, has the sales been going down and the expenses going up? You know, it shows you all those fundamental knowledge of what kind of company is. And I relate this to, like, if you were building a boat, how well is this boat built?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this boat built out of iron and steel and aluminum
or sticks
or balsa wood? Yeah, exactly. You know, because that's important. Think about this. You know, they say when the tide comes in, all the stocks go up, you know, all the boats rise. And when it goes out, all the boats go down. Well, that's true. But if you have a boat that's made out of balsa wood and the tide rises, just the rope you have it tied to the dock could tear it apart.
Yeah.
You know, so what I'm saying is that those companies that aren't fundamentally sound may have some upside potential. People might get speculative and do some things, but there's a big chance that when the markets turn negative, those go down and they go down hard and far. You know, so you want to know fundamentally what you're invested in.
Will they sink or swim?
Yeah, exactly. And then you need to know and then there's the technical analysis. And this is where you take data on how this boat performs.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't matter what it's made out of. It doesn't matter who the captain of the ship is, what kind of management team you have. All it does is takes the numbers again and looks at, okay, how has this stock performed over the last 1, 3, 5 years? What kind of environment does it rise in and fall in? How is it performing relative to other things?
Mm-hmm.
And you start charting and you start looking at ratios and doing things like that. And then finally, there's the biblical analysis.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, before I go to the biblical analysis, let me just share with you, technical and fundamentals are really a basis for any investors. And most investors don't follow the numbers like that. They follow their heart or their desire,
uh-huh,
fear, and greed.
Greed and fear, yeah.
But fundamentals tell us what to buy. They tell us, you know, this is a good stock. Technicals oftentimes can tell us when to buy and when to sell.
Yeah.
So it's like a piano. You know, you can make music with one hand, say the fundamental hand or the technical hand. You can make music, but when you put them both together, you can make a whole lot better music.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then let's add in a third hand. What? A third hand?
A third hand.
Yeah.
That can't be mine.
And that's the biblical analysis. Should we even be playing the song is what it really comes down to.
The God hand.
The God hand. This hand determines whether we should be involved with this. Should we be partnering? And when I say partnering, what I'm talking about is when you buy a stock, you are becoming an owner in that company. You're buying stock in that company, which is ownership. If you are an owner, you are participating then in that company with all the other owners of that company. And if that company does something good, you're participating in that good. If they do something evil, you've participated in that evil through your ownership. Even though you may be 1/300,000,000th of an owner in that company, you still participated in that through your ownership.
And you get lumped in.
And,
you know.
And most people, you know, there's so many verses we've gone over and over the years, but, you know, don't lay hands on anyone too quickly unless you participate in a sin. You know, all those verses about being careful about who you hang with, you know, so that you're not corrupted. And just the bottom line heart issue, like you mentioned earlier, the idea that we could be harming somebody by owning a stock, by participating in a stock, that we could be participating in the use or abuse of somebody or some of God's creation because of that, should just be enough in and of itself. And if it is, then you know you've kind of arrived to the understanding that life is
so much more
than money.
For information about this show or to speak with Mark personally about your finances, call Mark Manila at 314-212-1404. That's 314-212-1404. The information contained in this program is for informational purposes only. Application to specific situations should be determined with a financial planning consultation. This program does not promote any particular products. It makes no claims or implied guarantees with reference to market activities or investment returns.